As you can see, this patient has a great deal of trouble performing very common motor tasks with her mouth in this case. And the intriguing thing is, in apraxia, is that she might be able to do them spontaneously, but not on command. And also, there is no motor impairment in a strict sense, as opposed to, for example, dysarthria, where you would expect that symptoms would be there continuously. Here, it's only when asked for specific motor programs, she just doesn't seem how to know how to perform them.